Good morning. It's 8:45 a.m. I'm struggling to get this thing put back into my pocket, my gloves back on, because it is 20 something. It's like 20, 23, 24. It was, when I got up, it looked like it was about 18, but that was at 5:30. So I've been up for a while. I've had some toast, I've had some coffee. I've written some words. I should, if I can go back and focus here this morning, after I make a grocery run again. Mostly because it's a pharmacy run, but there's a couple of things I need to pick up. If I can focus when I get back, I should break 45,000 words today. Maybe this morning. I had one sprint this morning, it was 50 words. 50. That was, I was due to circumstances beyond my control. I had cats running from one end of the house to the other. I was trying to keep them quiet to let my wife sleep. And then I had to give that up because the roofers were working on the house behind us. At 7:45. So I did a little catch up on social media. I did a little break time. I took a 3-hour break yesterday afternoon. I took the afternoon off from writing. I stopped writing around 2 o'clock and said, you know what? I'm going to play a little bit. And I tried to uncrimp the brain just a tad. I don't know if it was a good idea or a bad idea. I get back to it around 8 o'clock last night. I got a couple sprints in before bed. So, I have 44,000 words. I think it's like 44,082. So, I only have like, I think, 2, possibly 3 sprints to make it to 45,000. And since today is the 9th, that's an average of 5,000 words a day on a book that I started on the 1st. It's more than 5,000 words a day, because if I get it done early in the morning, then I'll have more than 45,000 by the time the day is over. I'm explaining this like you don't understand the fundamental math of it, and I'm sorry about that. It's my mouth is running, my brain is apparently somewhere else. My mustache is freezing to my face. I have no idea what's running over there. It sounds like a lawnmower and a leaf blower and maybe somebody just doing their fall cleanup. We had ours done on Thursday. Wednesday. I got a sick kid. My wife is probably coming down with it. I'm hoping I don't. I'm generally pretty robust for an old guy. I literally have icicles on my mustache. Or at least ice-coated fur. Oh, here we go. Oh, yes. Oh, my. I just came around the corner into the full sun. I'll have a lot of sun from here all the way home, so with any luck, my mustache and beard will thaw out. It'll just drip instead of being stuck to my face.
So,
no, I'm not going to go there. I've been thinking a lot about a particular topic, but it's really too close to politics. I really don't want to get into it here. It has to do with how do we right the ship? How do we reconcile the two Americas? I'm not talking about how do we deal with the people who just want to burn it all down. I mean, those people have been part of civilization even before Nero. And he didn't really want to burn it down, it's just circumstances. But for me, the interesting question is, we have coalesced into two camps. And the difficulty is that each camp sees the other, not only as the other, but as an existential threat. There goes Upton Sinclair. There's an Upton Sinclair quote that goes something along the lines of it's almost impossible to get a man to believe something when his paycheck depends on his not understanding it, or something like that. I forget what it is now, and I'm not going to look it up. I'm freezing my butt off out here. So I've been thinking a lot about that. I don't have any answers. I don't have any clues. I don't even have any clues. I'm sorry, my lips are a little bit unresponsive this way. But the book is, and by any rights, I'm approaching the midpoint, and I'm pretty sure that I'm going to have to do some significant structural work on this, shuffling things around, moving to different places, which is something I have never... No, that's not true. I did it once. It was actually an NRMA project. I think it was South Coast? No. I think it was Captainshire. Doubleshire. It's Doubleshire. It matters because you didn't see it being shuffled. Although several of you have pointed out some of the chronological disconnects that got that shuffling caused. And I learned from that experience. I learned not to put in too many chronological clues that I need to worry about later. So I'm taking a very much more rigorous, that's the word I want, rigorous look at the structure of the book. Not that I'm going to follow any particular structure slavishly, but if I'm going to vary from it, I want to have a good reason. Get ready to say it with me. Monk Post. This is the last book of the series. This is the last book of Seeker's Tales. I will say it now. I have said it before. I will undoubtedly have to say it a few thousand more times. I will have to say it even after The next Ishmael Wong book is out. This is the last Seeker's Tale. It's not the last Ishmael Wong book. I've had one person in the last 2 weeks ask if there was going to be another Ishmael Wong book after Owner's Share. And the answer is yes. And it wasn't like there weren't actually audio. It wasn't like he was looking for the audio version. It wasn't like he was looking for the paperback version, because they were both available too. He just didn't realize, for some reason, did not realize that you can actually look up to see, right on Amazon, if you look at Amazon, you can look up to see if there's another book out. Speaking of Amazon, they still have the Suicide Run and Home Run linked to a YUNY t-shirt page. Amazon promised me they would have an answer, or at least an update, on the 8th, which my calendar says was yesterday. I didn't hear anything from them, and the books are still linked improperly. Okay, the KDP replacement for CreateSpace isn't exactly working as smoothly as I might have hoped. But anyway, I was never able to do a write-through of Darkness. In spite of the fact that I think I had a pretty good idea of, you know, basic themes, how it's supposed to go, stuff I needed to accomplish, I never was able to come up with a through story. And I think it's developed as I've been going over the last 8 days, that there is a through story, and it's pretty obvious, pretty obvious what it's supposed to be, and pretty obvious how it needs to resolve itself. But the journey, the voyage between what it's supposed to be and how it's going to resolve is still largely opaque to me. There is a lot more shipboard interaction in this book, which I knew was going to happen. I just don't think I was quite prepared for how much of it was going to happen. Walking in sunshine, it feels good. I can't quite get it on my face. The sun is up. It's a little bit, it's actually quite a bit later today than it was the other day. And yesterday was like, oh God. I looked outside, it was another overcast, gray, grim looking day. It was cold. It wasn't as cold as this morning, but it was cold. It was particularly uninviting, and the words are flowing, so yeah, and that's, yesterday was a nope. That's the first day I've missed this month, so okay, I had to overcome that. Well, I didn't walk yesterday. Well, that's the problem, is I didn't walk yesterday. I really need to. I must walk today. I can't let that red stain spread. But taking a day off now and again is not the end of the world. I think I'm digging out of the hole. I'm still it still should be relatively obvious that I'm still struggling with depression, with a significant flare-up of ADHD. Hyperfocus has been in all the wrong places for the last 2 months. That was a truck. You couldn't tell. That was a truck hauling a trailer, making a turn there at the corner. I think it's pretty clear from all of the red marks in October that it's been, and even in September, that it's been coming. So, yeah, I'm working at it. I hope I've turned a corner. I don't know by the end of the month. Getting back into the writing groove has helped as much as anything. They are putting in new streetlights. I think I mentioned this before, that they're running cable alongside the sidewalk here. I'm pretty sure that's what the guys have been doing for the last few days out here with their ditch witch and work crew and all. I just noticed there's three brand new streetlight poles here. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we weren't here yesterday. I know they're new because they don't have any they don't have any bulbs in them. They don't have the glass in them. They're just poles stuck up in the air. So I guess a nice little sort of antique-y looking fixture on the top, looking like a lantern on the top, but there's no glass in them. They'll probably have some kind of frosted glass inside. Because there's no glass in them, I can see there's no bulb in them. There's nothing there. It's just bulb. So more light pollution. Oh well. There's only so many things I can worry about. And worrying about things I can't do anything about isn't terribly productive. It just depresses. It depresses my emotional mien, as it were. At any rate, God, this cord is frozen. The headset cord is stiff. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. This has run real long, considering that I've actually had the metronome running. But I guess I wasn't taking long steps. But tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.